Mighty manly hunting men, all American males. Once a year we leave our homes to hit the hunting trail. Pack up the pickup with guns and pork and beans, lots of toilet paper and girly magazines. We hit the ruts in four-wheel drive, then we crack a beer. By the time we get to camp, we're into crawler gear. Sit around the campfire, grunt and sniff each other. Bankers, lawyers, garbage men out here are hunting brothers. Hunting is a manly thing, girls don't understand. We're the men, the hunters, the masters of the land. Host, we boast, we lie a lot and drink a lot of beer. We dump, we steam, we bond, we drink, and always get our beer. Wide awake and ready, right at the crack of dawn. Go and stalk that savage beast, just like Daniel Boone. Think you hear a fox horn.
The Hunting Song. This is your host, Ray I. Second weekend of Missouri gun deer season. Got a little special segment here. I'm going to pitch back to the studio. I've got two short interviews during this segment. Jim Covington of Thomas Coffee. Talk a little bit about a coffee we use here in camp. Great sponsor of our show. Go out and grab our buddy, Frank Wagner from Swartz Taxidermist. Tell you how to take care of your deer during this deer season. Here we go. And I have an interview that we're going to play. Maddie's going to play back in studio with Jim Covington. This is great coffee, boys and girls. You need to get you some of this stuff. We have really, really wore out that coffee pot. Of course, you usually do in deer camp. Having a great deer camp, coming to you from the ridge in the Missouri Ozarks, River Hills, overlooking the Jack's Fork River. And now we're going to kick it over to Maddie G. And we're going to play a little Jim Covington, give you a little information on how you get some of this coffee. On the line with us, we got our Thomas Coffee guru, the man, the legend, the myth. Hey, Jimmy boy, good morning.
Good morning, Ray. Good morning, Chris and Maddie.
Glad you could join us today. Let's talk a little bit about Thomas Coffee. Lots of cool stuff going on. You guys have been a great sponsor of the show, and want to tell my listeners you're one of the main reasons they're able to get this show on Saturday mornings. Thomas Coffee, how long have you guys been in the St. Louis area? How long has Thomas Coffee been in business?
Well, we can actually trace our roots back to 1905, but as Thomas Coffee, it's been since 1985.
Right here in St. Louis, what's going on with, what's the latest deal?
Well, right now, we have started offering it in a 12-ounce bag. For people who, you know, want to use it at home, nice and convenient, it's just like any other kind of coffee you buy. That you can get at, you know, www.thomascoffee.com. And we've also just come out with a single serve under the Thomas flag that's available now at all the Deerberg stores. So that's a pretty big step. It'll work in any Keurig. And one of the things about ours is it's 100% recyclable. And that was the biggest beef at one time about those single serve. You know, they were cluttering up the landfills. So those are two pretty big things that have happened recently.
You know, we try to use the best beans that we get our hands on. We get them from Costa Rica and from Colombia. And they're called Arabica beans because they're grown at a higher altitude than a lot of the other coffees you get. And it gives it a good, full, rich flavor. And you know, we try to supply the best quality we can.
Okay. All right, I got a question. My wife wanted me to ask the coffee man a question this morning. You have these in individual packs. They're ready for a pot. But there seems to be a lot of controversy out there. What makes a good pot of coffee? If you were to buy a can of Thomas Coffee, how many scoops or how big a scoops? What makes the perfect pot of coffee? How do you measure that? Some say less. Some say more coffee makes it more flavorful and it cuts the bitterness. You tell us.
Generally, one scoop for every cup that you're going to make. Now, you know, some of the coffee makers say, oh, they're 10 cups, but you know that it's 4 cups by the time you fill up a mug. So in that case, I'd put 4 scoops in. If you've got one that's a little bit bigger, put in 5. And after 2 or 3 pots, you'll have it down perfect.
You know, we've got a place in Kirkwood called Spencer's Grill. It's been there forever. It's a landmark.
Yeah.
And they use strictly our coffee, and they said that the customers come in specifically for the coffee. I mean,
that
it is
so,
so
cool.
Good. It's not. It doesn't burn your stomach up later with acid or anything. You can drink it all day if you want.
Yeah, good stuff, good stuff.
Well,
all right, anything else for us,
Jim? I appreciate everything you do for us, Ray. You guys have really helped us out a lot.
And we're going to do a lot more, my friend. We got lots going on. I tell you, we talked about it last year when he was on the show, but it is pretty funny when you loaded me up when I went down to the NWTF National Convention and then doing the music, bad to the bone, and throwing coffee packets out. And this This year was even better because Tony Caggiano had a clown mask on, and so did Brian Clark, and they come out from behind the screen throwing Z-Max packages and Wilderness Rose coffee to the audience, and they absolutely tore the house down. They love that.
That's fantastic. Well, I thank you, sir.
Yeah, thank you, Jim. Looking forward to seeing you here real soon, okay? And thanks for getting on the show with us. Hey, give us out that website one more time.
It's www.thomascoffee.com.
That's awesome.
All
thanks,
right,
Jim.
Thanks. See you
appreciate
guys.
Appreciate you, brother.
Bye-bye.
Great weekend. We'll see you. Bye-bye. Thank you, Matty G. Great interview with Jim. And now let's go grab Mr. Frank Wagner. Nothing better than having my good friend Frank Wagner on from Schwartz Taxidermy to talk a little bit about how to take care of your deer that you get during our deer season. Hey, Frank, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you, Ray.
You're going to be a busy, busy boy.
Exactly.
Okay.
I already am. Yep.
What does a hunter need to know to take care of his trophy? He shoots a nice buck out there during the rifle season, but he wants to get it mounted. Give him a couple good tips on how to take care of that and bring
no
it to
problem.
You ready to go.
The very best thing to do is try and keep it as cold as possible or frozen. Try and keep it dry. Try not, and if you're going to drag it or something, try not to drag it over rocks and stuff like that. Try and keep the shoulder off the ground while you're dragging. I say use a tarp or something. That would be, that's a lot slicker and easier to drag that way. If you are going to put your trophy on a four-wheeler, I've seen this happen before where people will tie it on there and the head will lay over the back, and when they get back to camp or whatever, the muffler burnt the face off, so...
Wow.
Be careful for that. But,
yeah.
Just try, and if you're field dressing, try not to make your cut any further up than like the sternum area, top of the rib cage. And then if you take it in the barn or somewhere and you're going to hang it for a couple of days, hang it from the back feet or the back legs and hoist it up.
Yeah.
And the best thing to do, which I see wrong all the time, is people, these deer seasons now aren't as cold as they used to be. And people will hang them up and they'll run to the gas station and buy a bag of ice. Well, the ice that we get nowadays is junk. I mean, it's hollow little tubes and it starts melting as soon as you walk out the door and pay for it. So what I would like to see people think ahead a little bit, be optimistic, and before season, freeze 2 or 3 gallon milk jugs. And for one, you can put a couple of those gallon milk jugs in the cavity of the carcass, and the big chunk of ice like that will keep it cold a lot longer than little cubes will. Plus, once it thaws out all the way, you got a jug of water. You don't have a big mess on your hand, because a lot of times these ice cubes, they melt and they go way down in the blood vessels and swell the head up like a waterbed, and that water will start the bacteria process. And
wow.
It's not good. So
yeah.
Keep it cold. No, everything, just try and keep everything as cold or frozen as you can. I mean, treat any trophy, whether it's fish, ducks, birds, turkeys, deer, cold like you'd keep your best steak that you would want to eat. I mean, you wouldn't let your steak sit out in the back of your truck for 3 days in 70-degree weather and expect it to taste good. So...
any other types of tips or anything you could give our listeners for taking care of the deer for you?
Oh, just not really. I mean, honestly, just keep it cold, because a lot of times, like we get these warm, days and stuff during deer season nowadays, and, you know, we'll get a deer in and they're ripe. I mean, they're ready.
Yow.
They're starting to slip, and they bring it in when it's too smelly for them to keep in the truck any longer.
So they bring it to you, they bring it to Frank. Great.
Yeah.
So Schwartz Taxidermist, the oldest taxidermist in the United States, my understanding, yeah.
Yes, it is.
And how long you been there, Frank?
37 years.
Yeah, and you've taken over, it's your business, right? I mean, you've taken over the business.
I bought it let's see, 12, 13 years ago now. So.
Wow.
Yep.
Well, how can people...
a great website, too, if anybody wants to look it up.
That was my next question. Give us your website.
It's www.schwartzstudiotaxidermy.com.
They can go there, they can contact you there as well, or they can contact me to get hold of you. Of course, I direct people to you. And they ask me where they want to get their deer head mounted, and I say, if it's not smelling and you haven't cut the throat, take it to Frank.
There you go.
Perfect, huh? Hey, I need to get you back in the studio sometime.
I enjoy
visiting with you in there.
The world to you, and you've taught me a lot about turkey hunting, and I've gone to see your seminars since I was a kid. So,
awesome.
All right, my friend.
And I enjoy the show every week, too. So.
Thank you. Well, have a good deer season. Have a good hunt. And thanks for coming on the show, my friend, and we'll be talking real soon, okay?
Get these kids involved. Thank you very much.
All right. See you, Frank.
Thank you, Ray.
Bye. That's all, folks. Brought to you by the Conservation Federation of Missouri, the voice of Missouri's outdoors. Just go to confedmo.org, confedmo.org. In the Midwest Outdoors Studios. We need to take a break. We need to pay some bills. So we'll see you all on the other side. Bad to the bone.